I think the world needs to know first what was President Muhammadu Buhari's comment. His comment was that he had lived through a war before, and he knows what a war is, and he does not want it again. For those who are recklessly provoking Nigeria to last civil war, so be treated the way they should be treated. So I do not see how that constitutes a threat to an ethnic group or constitutes a threat to anybody. So I don't understand why Twitter would delete that kind of message and leave the various provocative messages in which Nnamdi Kanu uses words like dead, you, against his country and against his president.
Bola, some people will say that President Buhari is not just an ordinary citizen, he's the president of Nigeria, and therefore he must be guided by every word that he speaks.
James, that is precisely why I first repeated the exact words uttered by President Muhammadu Buhari. He was speaking tough, like a reasonable president. I do not see anything unbecoming what he said, that he and some of his colleagues had gone through a war before, they're going to want it again, and those who are making reckless statements, he, as president, will ensure that they are handled or treated properly. I do not see how that can be, you know, considered irresponsible.
So the criticism is that perhaps the president should have spent much time on dealing with all these crises that cause the insecurity in Nigeria.
I don't agree with you. I don't understand you. If the president is daily addressing the issues of insecurity in the country, and anybody who is unbiased will notice how many times he meets publicly with the defense chiefs in order to address these issues. What people should appreciate is that what we have in Nigeria is an asymmetric war. It's not a war against outsiders. And that is why the security authorities have been very careful in the way it is handled. If we are dealing with external enemies, we know what to do. But whether it's IPOL, whether it's Boko Haram, whether it is kidnappers, these are people who live and reside among innocent Nigerians. So the security authorities will have to be very, very cautious, will have to be very adept in handling. But to say that he has not spent enough time addressing Nigerian security, I think it's extremely, extremely unfair.
Well, let me get your view, Lai, on this whole thing about Twitter and the deleting of the president's message. What's the view there officially? Do you think Twitter should do that? Because it happened to other leaders. And so is that restricting free speech from your viewpoint? What do you think?
Twitter can do whatever it wants to do. But my position and that of many right-thinking Nigerians is that there's nothing authentic given the current situation in Nigeria whereby IPOB in particular directs its members to kill policemen, to kill soldiers, to burn police stations. I do not see anything wrong in that kind of actual situation in what the president said. The president is telling everybody that he's in control, he's in charge, and this kind of thing will not be allowed.